So.
Hello.
This is the end of the day for us. Larry Reinhart with the presentation category. I'm the last guy, so you've got all the music fixed and all the singing done.
Oh, it's perfect now, yeah.
I don't want to sound formulaic, but I would like to say, how did we do today? How did we feel about how we did? Did you win?
No, second. But it's not the...
Was it my fault?
No. No, it's not the ranking. It's where we went from before, and we've gone up some. We were hoping to have... be in the mid-70s or solidly in the 70s in all of the categories. Yours was...
You had us tied first.
Yeah.
That's right. Our category was tied first.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not because of us.
No.
Is it?
No. It's us.
It's because of you and what you did for the audience.
Right.
I would like to spend a little bit of time on this. Did anybody sit there on Ev's presentation category discussion? Did you? Okay. There's been some changes in the presentation category. Some of them are seen as big, but I'm just going to spend a couple of minutes on that. We went through a category school, the singing, music, and presentation did this year. Presentation category is a configuration or conflagration. It's a combination of the interpretation category and the stage presence category. It's been like this for 22 years, okay? What happened was we had the guys that were working on singing and the guys that were working on visual. We had these silos going on. And so what we've really tried to do is to take all the technical things out of our category, leave that up to the musical guys and the singing guys, and speak to the effect of our overall performance. So I'm not going to get into the techniques of it all. I don't care how loud you sing, how soft you sing, how fast you sing, how slow you sing. I don't care about you energizing the ends of your phrases, but I do want to be emotionally moved. The audience doesn't care. Did you hear them energize the end of that phrase? It was unbelievable. Did you hear them take that volume to a 7 and then down to a 2? They don't care. They just want to be entertained. So in our category, it's all about the art of performance. I'm going to read a little definition. The art of performance. The category description got very small. I lost it. Basically, it adjudicates the art of performance and the impact of it on entertainment value on an audience. We try to get away from the technical type of things. We know, I'm going to speak, give you a couple definitions. The art of performance, the willingness and ability to artistically convey stage-worthy things in a fashion that highly entertains. Stage-worthy. What is stage-worthy? If it's to be on stage, it should be worthy. Larger than life, significant, relatable. We see some... You guys look great up there today. It was you were there to win that contest. It was clear to us, clear to the audience, and when you stepped out on stage, the expectations were very high. We couldn't wait for your performance. And so that did speak to an engagement with the audience, a rapport that you were established. We were excited to see you up there. Now, the definition I just gave you, willingness, this is the big change here. Great performing requires courage and willingness to offer a transparent and generous gift. The ability, the skill in vocal production, music, and communication. We're going to convey stage-worthy things. What are some of the stage-worthy things? You did For Sale, One Broken Heart, and Looking at the World Through Rose Colored Glasses. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
What are we conveying? We're conveying a story, a lesson, a hope, an experience, a belief. What were we conveying in Looking at the World Through Rose Colored Glasses?
Absolutely.
Joy.
Happiness.
Joy.
Fantastic day. Wonderful things happening. And what we want to share it with you.
Great. Have you been getting coaching?
Yes.
Okay. Choreography type stuff?
Yeah.
Good stuff. I don't want to get in the way of any of that stuff. I just want to be communicated with. Good moves. Some of the choreo looked planned.
Yeah.
Okay. It And maybe it's newer, I don't, they've been drilling it pretty hard or something?
The ballad's a new song for us.
Is it?
First contest.
Good. Didn't Power Play do that a few?
Yes.
Yes, they did, two or three or something.
Back when?
When There's Love at Home, Wherever.
For Sale, One Broken Heart. Okay. What are we trying to convey there?
Sadness.
Disappointment.
Loss.
Disappointment and loss. Okay. And you want to convey that right now? Again, let me give you a reminder. Courage and willingness to offer a transparent and generous gift. Open yourself up. Take a chance. Be yourself. Be transparent.
For sale.
way bases, that was better than Jack Slampy did it, I can just tell you.
Did he direct here or did
no.
he direct the other?
No, he directed now Rochester.
He coached.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He coached a bit.
Some of these hand moves.
Just say it.
They're mechanical.
Yeah.
They don't have any heart behind them.
They don't seem genuine.
Okay.
And a hand move is totally appropriate, but they seem reaching over and stuff. And when I'm thinking my character in this, I'm hurt. We're hurt, right? And I'm feeling this way. For sale, one broken heart. I'm not feeling for sale, one broken heart. So how we do it, if we get personally involved with the character, and I think you guys are understanding that, and let it come from in here, it's going to drive some of these moves are just looked contrived to me. They do.
No, they're quite all right.
Yeah. Is she in this?
She's gone.
Alone. Right.
Yeah. We're talking to somebody we're trying to give this stuff to, or the meaning of it, or the message of it.
Right.
She left.
Yeah. You're speaking to the audience members or somebody in the room, in a small room maybe?
To the audience members, but we're looking for somebody to take these wonderful things that were going to happen to us.
Right.
And they're not ours anymore.
They're up for sale, so what are we going to do with it? Right. So, there's so many pretty things. Our plans were proud. Something about this proud thing. I don't think this proud thing.
I'm the lucky boy.
Yeah, I'm a lucky boy. I think you can convey the message of pride. If Dame Judi Dench was doing it on TV, she wouldn't do this. She would go, I'm proud. That's good enough for me. It's good enough for the audience. Some of these are bred into us from our 40 years of barbershop.
You hurt my feelings, so go right ahead.
What I want to do is I want it to be transparent. I want it to be us. And these moves that we do in barbershops sometimes are because we've been assigned that job of doing this move. And it doesn't seem natural to me sometimes. I move my hands a lot in a quartet, but at times, stillness speaks volumes. You know, the despair that's in your face, it's in your body. So if we can just let some of that happen, and then let's let the hand thing come in, but unless you feel totally drawn to it, can we try it with just from here up and stay in character even at the very beginning. And I may stop you and yell out a few key words or something like that, okay? Again, we're looking for transparency and for genuine authenticity. We want the audience to be taken somewhere. We don't want the audience to see you involved. Look at me involved. We want the audience wants us to be involved. They don't want us to look involved. I don't know if I said that right. They don't want us to look involved. They want us to be involved. And sometimes we're looking involved, and it's possibly not being involved. Be the character. Let's try it. Okay. This is something you can't do.
We've talked about
15 minutes.
So there are, we've talked about this. So. We haven't transitioned to it very well yet, but.
Let's just stay with For Sale, One Broken Heart. You're doing great stuff on the uptune. Again, I'm looking for more vulnerability, more I'm hurt. And we're not looking vulnerable enough. We're looking strong, in which there's moments of pride and strength, but there's moments of, by the way, nobody said, poor posture. We're singing with an expanded rib cage and all that, but this kind of a
vulnerable, I'm okay. You see my chest, I'm ready to deliver some pretty good sound. I'm not ready to deliver good sound this way. So be vulnerable, use proper technique. Let's just keep our hands, let your hands move if you want, but when you're doing the pride move, let the pride thing happen because you're proud, not because you're...
Because there's a move.
Because there's a move.
Right.
Okay.
This is uncomfortable.
But you know, this is part of really putting it out there for the audience. We want them to see, we want them to experience something that any audience could be moved by. And I tell you that most audiences that aren't in the barbershop aren't moved by grabbing the lapel. Most of them. Unless you're playing the part of the lapel grab, that's not what we are here. We're somebody who's hurt. Our character is hurt. We're selling all our crap because she's not going to marry me. So let's be that character and see what happens here. See if it feels any different. By the way, the tone quality may even change from time to time, right?
Yes.
If you're involved in a different way.
Oh, big time.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Our summer plans were set, a wedding full of joy. Cake, champagne, and caviar, and I, the lucky boy. But then the message came, she left with him one night.
He did a pretty good job of changing the mood there. We might even try this at the beginning. The summer plans were changed, we can be free. Picture the camera coming in on your face. Okay. But then the plans, what is it?
The message came.
So go still. Hold us in that moment.
Then the message
changed. I didn't have to do anything. The audience gets it. By the way, you did a great job. You could feel the sense of change in the mood, but we're trying to take it to a new level here. A little bit. When you go to the mood change.
You're on your own time.
Okay, 2 minutes. Can we try this? Okay, the beginning. Go ahead and freeze. You're proud, right? At the beginning, let it happen. I don't want to get waving wheat or anything.
We've been through that right before.
But freedom. But then when you get to the point, there's a punchline here. But then the message changed. Hold a stillness and let us experience it with you.
Summer plans were set, a wedding full of joy. Cake, champagne, and caviar, and I, the lucky boy. But then the message came, she left with him one night. Never to
yours
a lifetime,
keep it there.
Part of one broken home.
One broken home.
For sale.
That song is pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost, is there any place in that song we can give them a little relief?
On the things we're talking about giving away, those would be happy things. And the plan was to not be, we want to sell the product we have, so we have to be positive about a wedding book unsigned and a dress.
Right, good,
you
good,
know,
good,
even
good.
That's our plan.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So it's not morbid and all the way through.
Right, very good, very good, yeah. Sweet sounding stuff. When we're speaking of things like the heart, I know where the heart is, it's right here. But you can even tell the audience where your heart is. When I talk about promises of old, I'm up here, when I'm talking about I want to go get it here, when I'm talking about in the heart, sometimes I'm actually, my eyes are, it's down in here. One broken heart. Promise, broken heart. I'm trying to avoid, we all know the anatomy of our bodies, where the heart is. But by the way, you can do it, but you just don't want it to look like, okay, this is where I put my hand over my heart, okay?
We start getting questions that, well, now what word do we have to be down by? That means it's mechanical.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe you can work on that so that you know the
prep target release, you know, the prep.
But see, that even sound, even though it may be together, that still sounds mechanical to me. Mm-hmm. Right? But I mean, you made your bed, you're going to sing One Broken Heart. So you pour out your heart. And you can do that with your bodies and your face and maybe your focal points about when I'm thinking of celestial things, I'm out here. I'm not picking the exit sign. I'm picking one hope of joy. I'm not going one hope of joy. The difference, right? When you're thinking of upper things, celestial things, hope, joy, heaven, stars, moon. I'm not looking at anything, but I can see them. You can see them, can't you? When you're thinking about love, it's more of an inward type of a thing. Larry Ager used to talk about, I think, a performance zone or something. But when I'm talking about the heart, it just comes in. I mean, you know where the heart is. And so my focal point and my body is more inward thinking, inward posture. This is, you guys are to the point, if you're going to do this heavy stuff to really get into the character of it and try to challenge the things that might be contrived. It's a great song. I know that Power Play, they kept this for several years, didn't they? Or did they throw it out after 1 year or something?
It's too morbid.
Was it?
I don't know.
It was probably too morbid.
Yeah. Well, let's, yeah. Let's
not compete.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of home.
Oh, when there's love at home is an uplifting thing. Well, when you pick these songs, you gotta deal with it.
How did that sound? Without
it sounded warmer.
I liked it.
Sounded warmer, didn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you're emotionally involved with the storyline and the lyrics, you're actually going to find different color in your voices. Mm-hmm. When you sing about the. The happy thoughts, your voice actually gets brighter, possibly a little louder, without anybody saying, let's sing that at a 7. See, again, we're interested in just being emotionally connected to the song and giving the audience an entertainment. By the way, if it's too morbid, they're not going to be able to take that either, are they?
Yeah, no, no.
I know Bill Rashley chorus sang a song about some funeral. Gosh, terrible. You know, they were inviting everybody in the Carolina districts to come sing with them so they could go to international. I said, man, I'd need counseling after that. But I guess my general message is we're our job, folks, is to change the lives of the people out there. And to be transparent and genuine and to make it a gift. It's a tough job. It's hard. It's hard to do that. But we can do that. And we can have non-barbershopper choruses, non-barbershopper audiences that'll be moved by our performances. We have so much heart if we can get out of our own way and just be the character, you know, and let that message come through. Okay? All right. Thanks.
That's a pretty good spread there.
This would be a good time to head down to the woodshed.
No, this would be a good time.